Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We're going to start things off today with the excitement that everybody had yesterday, Kevin, and that is that your show that you've been waiting for, The Last Dance, is
yes.
making its way to the airwaves featuring Michael Jordan, and it's just basically one camera that follows him around for his entire career. I can't wait for this.
Okay, I think it's more focused on that very last season with the that last season with the Bulls, the 97-98 season. But I heard this morning that they were going to make the official announcement. However, they moved it up to Sunday, April 19th is the word. This is a 10-part Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls documentary, and it was originally going to start in June. And hell, I think they put the first trailer for this out at the end of 2018.
And it was intense.
It was. And so ESPN has been hyping this up forever. And this is, I thought this was really smart. You know, we talked about this, a week or two ago. I was surprised that like Netflix didn't move up the release date for Ozark or something like that. But clearly they struck gold with the release of Tiger King. And this just seems like a really smart time to move up the release dates for certain things. And I have to imagine, especially at a time when there's not a lot of sports. I mean, there's no sports, but I know they're working on it. I think this is a genius idea, and I think people, like, I feel like so many people are going to watch this.
The guys, do you think that they're going to concentrate a lot on if I have my timing right? I was in spring training in Winter Haven, Florida. Are they going to concentrate on the Mavericks beating the Bulls in 1998 at Reunion Arena and how big of a win that was for the Mavs?
I hate to tell you this, Bassick. My initial thought is no, but then when I take a step back, it is a 10-part documentary. So if each part is like 2 hours, we might have a lot of time to fill. So they probably will. They might go from game to game and like see them get humbled at Reunion Arena. And
you know
so
what?
Maybe
That was a moment where Michael Jordan like really got after his team. Like he told in the media, he was like, I told these guys that they were better than that. And he really went after his team for not coming into Dallas and focusing that
then
night.
Maybe so.
So maybe it is a turning point in that season that kind of puts them on that next path to go do what they do. For me, it's just like, and I know we're going to see lots of highlights. We're going to see lots of Michael Jordan great stuff. I really was not completely connected to the NBA until right around that time. So for me, it's an opportunity to kind of see a little more of what Michael Jordan was. Even though I've seen all the Gatorade commercials, I know what he was to the NBA, but I still got to figure out how much different he was than LeBron and some of the other guys we've seen along the way.
You know, what I guess I don't recall about the time, and I'll be really curious if they get insights from him or his teammates in the moment, is if everybody knew that this was the last run. And this was like, I think right about when I was graduating high school. Graduating high school.
I didn't know you loved Michael Jordan that much.
Yes, it's very emotional. Graduating high school, about to start college. So I'm curious, like, I know now they can be like, yeah, we kind of thought, but I want to see if there's any archival interviews with Jordan, like in that March when he goes, I'm amped up for the playoffs because this is it. This is my last one, and see if anybody throws that out there.
So I remember watching this, and this was released maybe a couple years after that 98 run, and they had a lot of footage of the 1998 season. I can remember in that kind of documentary thing, they played the Bob Marley Redemption song in this. And Michael Jordan, what you're going to see, what I can recall from watching that documentary, about an hour and a half on it, he was in a lot of pain. His back was killing him a lot that year. And they were almost like, Michael, you should sit out. Like, you need to. And he's like, no. Because I think he had an idea that this was going to be his last season. And he knew how much people were paying to go see him play basketball. And he's like, I'm not sitting out, when he would go to the different cities, because he was just like, it means, he understood that it means everything to a lot of people to watch him play basketball at that point in his career. And he is like, I got to go out. I got to, whatever we have to do, I know my back's killing me. I got to go out and give it my all and put on a Michael Jordan-like performance. So I do think in a lot of this series that you're going to see, and I'm excited about it because he's one of my favorite players of all time, is I think you're going to see how much pain his body was in 1998, yet still was able to perform at the highest level.
Kevin, you know why I think Michael Jordan's back went out on him?
I hope you say something about carrying the team and not,
because he was playing baseball and he, you know, he had to do his like hips and everything. It was nothing about Mike.
Yeah, a lot of torque right on the I back, wanna, I imagine.
Okay.
All right. So the other thing about the other thing about basketball, Mike pointed this out this morning. China is trying, wants to get basketball back and running and back and up and going, but it looks like they were like, well, that was a bad decision, Mike.
Yeah, this is from Brian Windhorst. I'm trying to pull it up quickly on Twitter, as he had a comment, and he says, the Chinese government issued a new order today restricting resumption of team sports, a heavy blow for pro basketball to return there soon as was planned. China's attempt to restart sports are being watched closely by leagues across the world. Huge issue is asymptomatic carriers. So I just say this is probably the NBA watching this closely on when China was going to restart basketball, and it looks like that isn't going to happen anytime soon, which doesn't look like a good deal for the NBA maybe getting back to starting when we hope it would restart.
And I even saw Van Gundy bouncing in there even before that news came out there saying, look, this NBA season's canceled. Like, I mean, I know he doesn't have the authority to do that, and he's just kind of speculating, but there are times where I fear, I mean, obviously you fear a lot of things in this moment, and this is not the most important of them, but I fear that all of these sports are just going to kind of fall by the wayside and nothing is going to happen and no one's going to have any distractions or entertainment or anything from that perspective.
Yeah, no, I mean, and realistically, there are only a limited number of ways to even attempt to have a season or a remainder of a season at this point. And most of them include smallest amount of people in a room, and until, you know, the country says, hey, we can have 40 people in a room again, because, you know, but, you know, maybe it has to also be all 40 people have to be confirmed, not, you know, that don't have it, and we have to have those tests in order to do it. So there's so much more that gets us to that point, but I don't know if maybe it is the right idea, watching another country and seeing how they do it just to see what test samples happen around the way. But yeah, we got a lot of other things we got to take care of really quickly. The front line being where we are at home, if we're not.
And if China's taking this precaution, they've been lying about all kinds of stuff all along. You know, it must be serious if they're finally like, oh yeah, we probably shouldn't do this.
Yeah, probably. So here's something I saw yesterday. I don't know if y'all happen to see this. John Krasinski. You know who John Krasinski is?
Yes.
From A Quiet Place.
Reggie, would you like to say a place that John Krasinski's from?
Isn't he in that fracking movie, too, that I can't remember the name of it?
Yeah, I watched that with Matt Damon.
Isn't
it was
he
really
in, like,
good.
No, it's not Jack Reacher, but it's that Amazon
Jack Ryan.
Series.
Jack
there
Ryan,
you
go.
There you go.
We hit all of them with him. He also he started a thing from his house called Some Good News. And basically, he tweeted out and was like, I just want some good news. Can somebody just send me some good news? And Twitter, like, just flooded him with some good news. Because, look, there's a lot of negativity out there. There's a lot of stuff going on. So if you go to YouTube and just check out Some Good News with John Krasinski, it's going to make you smile. I promise.
Okay.
I watched it all yesterday.
Then, in the spirit of that, Corey, I have not one, not two, but three bits of good news
there
for you from the sports world involving this. All right. Would you like to choose what's behind door number one, door number two, or door number three?
Three, Mike, for me.
All right. The NBA is planning a players-only 2K tournament, which will be broadcast on ESPN. Now, the idea is that with some of the media rights fees that they would get in cooperation with this, that would go directly to a fund to help out coronavirus research and victims fund and everything like that. So on the one hand, it would be pretty cool because, like, at, again, at this time, any fresh sports-related content, realistic or not, okay, is a welcome thing. And we'll talk more about that later, Bassett, because I know you got some big questions about what to watch this weekend. But I think it would be cool. I think it would be cool for the younger generation who, you know, they're all about that 2K life. And then the opportunity to use your celebrity to raise money. I think it's a cool deal across the board. Especially because Kevin Durant is, I guess, might be part of it. And just getting his insight from somebody who, like, literally went through the virus, that would be remarkable.
Yeah.
He should have a matchup first against Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. Do you think he's like, this is your fault, man?
No. I don't think
he got it from Rudy.
No, that'd be Donovan Mitchell who thinks it's his fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be awkward when that season starts again.
First off, are any of those guys good at the 2K game? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm betting they are. So that would, and they would, if you could get those guys together on, like, their own teams, that might be fun too. Some teammates and stuff. But yeah, I like this idea a lot. And Kevin, I think you're dead on.
How quick would Kyrie Irving quit, though, on his team?
Immediately.
Even in 2K?
Yeah.
You would see, like, in his screen, he'd be going into franchise mode.
I can't be the Brooklyn Nets. These guys aren't good enough.
I think, you know, the discussions that you have with something like this, you know, I played the other day with Parker. I don't know if y'all remember
Who?
Parker or not. He used to work with us.
Never heard of him.
I played the other day with him, and we talked about so many different things for the entire, you know, for the entire time that we played. Nice. So I think this is a great opportunity to really get in some good insight. But I think that's something else that might need to happen. Like some publicists, some of the NBA people might need to give them some talking points and some things to discuss, because you could really make it an impactful thing if you actually put them in talking about, hey, Kevin, what was it like going through something like that? So I really think it could be really good.
Okay. Do you guys want door number one or door number two?
Reggie?
I think we should go with door number two.
Oh, good choice, because anything involving Simone Biles is always a smart choice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
I feel like we're really hitting this strong. I picked NBA, you picked Simone Biles. I feel like you're hitting our personalities right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Door number one's the dud prize then. So Simone Biles, you've seen Let's Make a Deal. So there's always a jackass behind one of them, and I think it fits in this one. So Simone, not you, Corey, the prize. Simone Biles, Stephen Curry are among 115 different athletes. This is what they have said. They have said, you know what? We're going to take not some of the memorabilia that exists of us, some of our personal memorabilia from our houses and our lives, and we're going to autograph it. And they're putting together what could be, I believe, the biggest sports raffle in the history of mankind.
Like her comforter or
raffle or auction?
No, it's going to be a raffle.
Like a throw blanket or something?
You know what? To be fair, Corey, I don't actually know the answer to that. I was going to assume it would be athletic-based stuff. But, you know, I guess they could auction off a comforter. But so what they're going to do, Bassick, is they're going to stop it. They're going to set up at athletesrelief.org. If you make a minimum donation of $25 under the name of the athlete that you want, so they'll have the entire athletesrelief.org, with an S, relief.org. And if you go on there, you make a minimum $25 donation under the athlete of your choice, and you'll be entered in a raffle to win the various items that athlete has.
Like a yoga mat.
Okay,
that's athletic, bro.
I guess that is actually true. So they said this program is going to run through May 1st, and it's already raised, it like just started. It's already raised more than $63,000. I think this thing is going to raise millions. I mean, I hope it raises millions, and all of it's going to go to, obviously, the same thing that we talked about before, the medical research and the relief for families and victims.
Athletes Relief?
Yes. Athletes with an S, relief.org.
That's where
I might have said, yeah.
Raffle's a good place to go, right? Rather than an auction, because an auction kind of prices out so many people,
yes.
Right?
Yes, and this opens it up to, I mean, and again, I know.
$86,000, wow.
See, fantastic. And this opens it up so much more for, like Reggie was just saying, how many people do you know that could get in on the thousands and thousands and thousands versus how many people do you know that are like, I got $25. And so, yeah,
it's
like,
it's not yoga mats.
Yes.
We have, like, for Steph Curry, it's a signed jersey. For Jack Nicklaus, it's a signed Golden Bear hat and glove. So it's not yoga mats and furniture.
Wow. This is really cool, man. Yeah, no, I think this is a great idea. And Reggie, you're dead on, man. The ability to just kind of keep people at a price and say, okay, here it is. It's a raffle more than anything else. I love that idea the most.
Sean White has a signed snowboard. Simone Biles has a signed leotard. Oh, my goodness. John Klingberg, signed Winter Classic jersey.
Wow.
How about that, gentlemen?
Oh, man. And those Winter Classic jerseys were clean.
They were. Geez. So if you want to jump, but again, the list goes on and on. Martina Hingis is on there. You should read about her life at some point. But yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. So that only leaves us door number one. And I told you there's
always... we're out of time, Kevin.
I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm not sure if the clock's going to operate exactly the same. Is the NCAA... They have done the right thing, sort of, eventually. They officially got their council together, which includes 40 administrators across all the conferences, and they have officially restored the eligibility for all of the spring athletes, so baseball, softball, lacrosse, tennis, golf, track, all the sports like that. If you lost your entire year or most of your entire year of eligibility, they have officially restored all of that eligibility for those athletes. So you said you needed some good stuff. Here is a, I know it doesn't fix anything, but here is a wave of good news all surrounding people coming together over the virus.
Kevin from the 214, if I pay extra, do you think I can grab that yoga mat? And then from the 651, I'll buy 5 raffle tickets for Mike Bassick's autograph.
Ooh, what do you think Mark Cuban is on here? What do you think that he signed?
A piece of floor from the old arena.
Ooh, a piece of his chair from Shark Tank.
He is in the Shark Tank chair as the picture, but it's a signed dollar bill.
Huh. Peter
it's raised
King.
$420 so far. So if That's you want weird. A Mark Cuban signed dollar bill, you can put in your $25.
I feel like the government doesn't let you do that. It just seems like he's going against, you know, America in this situation.
Government's got more important things to focus on right now, Corey.
You're right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.